Black, stop playing with him.
Listen, Sauce Talk. This is a live reaction after, you know, Las Vegas put on a very big weekend event and headlined it with boxing as far as the kickoff. You know, a introduction, you know what I'm saying, like into the race, you know, practicing is going to be going on. And then the fight was happening. Shakur Stevenson versus Edwin De Los Santos. And you know, with people sitting there talking with how the media days went and who was there, who, you know, saying, was it just media there? Did people show up, whatever like that? But understanding that when people are showing up for a racing event, what's something to do, knowing that it's a weekend event, and showed up and had this place packed. And all I can sit there and say is that knowing that a fight that went was a draw, Navarrete going up against hard to say his name, the Brazilian fighter that was tough, rugged, that I've seen fight before. That fight right there was more entertaining than what I seen from Shakur Stevenson and Edwin. And my thing is that the reason why I'm doing this live reaction, because I have, you know what I'm saying, some people that have seen the fight with me. And I'm sitting there wondering, what in the world, whenever somebody is, you know, gung-ho and wanting to fight this person, that person, that is going to be this timid whenever you're fighting a heavy puncher. You picked out this person because this person called you out to where you're like, yeah, I fight you. But you trying to make a statement. Shakur Stevenson was trying to make a statement by fighting Edwin De Los Santos, who has 16 wins and 14 KOs.
He made the wrong statement.
Terrible statement.
He could have stayed home for that one.
I was sitting there saying, man, you fighting on a Thursday night with the Bengals and the damn Ravens. You got Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow playing. And you know what I'm saying? Like, this is Thursday night. Like, this is a prime time. This is ESPN. ESPN Plus. People pay $10 a month for this shit.
Shakur, like I said that earlier, Shakur, he was scared to get hit, and old buddy couldn't hit him.
Right.
Like, that's basically what
it was. That's what it was. It was Tango.
Fucking Ola. Ole. Just jumping out the way the whole fucking time.
I'm really sure to think about it. Like, that's the most boringest fight that I've ever seen in my life.
I'm putting it up there.
I wonder what, if there's, his left hand's got to be somewhat messed up.
I didn't see him throw it no one time.
No combination.
Yeah, I seen one left hook to the body. Right.
But the fact that, the scrambling of saying, oh, I need a break. I'm in the gym constantly.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, and then it's like, I need to look back. This is a bad performance. You never said you was hurt, but then you had a bad performance. I need a break. So now you trying to fool people to saying that, well, I wasn't hurt. I just need to take a break from the gym. I mean, and then, you know, Edwin De Santos is going to be like, well, this was a track meet.
That'd be funny if he punched the
hole. Who knows? Let's let him take his break from the gym and see how he comes back. Like,
oh, man.
He's a good talent. But,
he went through his baby mom's phone and punched the wall. Man, I be in the gym too much. That's what happens.
He's going to take his break. Then they're going to discover the injury to his hand and give him some more time off. I'm serious.
Yeah, I guarantee it's like, I give it a week, and they're going to be like, you know, of course, Steve's been undergoing surgery. you know, it happened with Lomachenko against Teofimo Lopez when he lost against him. And it was like, oh, he had a surgery. I got a surgery on my shoulder. And it was like, I don't know, bro. Like, that was a bad route. You lost the fight. You know, you took some time off. If it was something wrong with your shoulder, you should have got it worked on then. But it's like Shakur Stevenson, in this case, it's like you never indicated nothing. And you are a person that called out media saying they're fake and stuff like that. And you represent yourself to be like, what is it, whatever.
If I was
know
a
you don't want to postpone a fight.
If I was a boxing promoter.
You know who's doing the happy dance right now?
Hmm?
You know who's doing the happy dance right now?
Who?
Teofimo.
Oh, God.
He really about to tell, like... Hey.
TFM was like,
cause you gotta think about it. Look at all the places they done had Shakur leading up to this.
The Raiders game.
I would hesitate to book him then.
Yeah. You ain't never seen. They ain't never did that for TFMO, and he the one who doing the most for real, doing, for real.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Like, that is crazy.
He's the most accomplished, and he ain't never, like, been at, like, he never big, you know.
The price definitely went up for Teofimo.
Oh, God. Because he just beat two undisputed champions in two different weight classes.
Oh.
And here you got Shakur Stevenson, who was trying to take a step up to be like, look, I'm not trying to look for no big pay-per-view. I just want to be put in a prime time light. And ESPN was sitting there saying, you know what, look, I'm going to sit there and have a chance to put you in a prime time situation.
Got the prime chain on. My man was out there.
It's brutal.
Acting like when you put a cucumber next to a cat. This motherfucker jumping everywhere. Like, what are you doing with my guy?
Yeah, that definitely was a performance of where you can say, yeah, he won the fight because, like Chaz said, when you have somebody sitting there saying, oh, I can't hit him, or somewhat timid as well, because I felt like he's scared of what Shakur's going to do. And he's sitting there worried about what he's going to do. So we got to see, in a prime time situation, a sparring match between two guys sitting there saying, like, well, I respect you. I respect you.
I think the only reason why... Los Santos got hesitant was because he was just simply tired of missing.
Yeah.
He could not fucking hit the guy.
Yeah, he was like, man, this is crazy.
He was doing dance moves. He was fucking doing all types of shit. Could not hit him.
Nothing. And you know,
he need to work on his punch technique, though, because he kept on doubles. I mean, he seen it. You could see it coming a mile away, because He would, every time he threw, he would take little baby steps.
Okay. I'm going to start with Aaron. What do you think Tank Davis would do to Shakur Stevenson?
I don't think it would be pretty. I mean, if he's able to catch him.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's the whole thing.
Yes.
He might not, he might just duck and dodge him the whole fight, like tonight.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Lose some points.
He was literally running around the ring.
Yeah, it is. I think you should lose points if you go back. If you dodging back. I mean, Floyd, when Floyd did it just seemed like a different fight.
Main event was the fight of the night.
Right. When people sit there and say, oh, man, Floyd had boring fights, Floyd attacked.
They're lucky.
Yeah.
Boxing's lucky that first fight was so good, because if both of them were done,
oh, my God.
That would have been a bad look.
Yeah. Look at all the punches starting to land it.
Yeah. God, man.
That's crazy. 852. I mean,
that's what we want to see, right? That's what you want to see right there.
That's a lot of punches.
Yeah. And I swear to God, whenever you have boxing matches that end in a sense of like, oh man, like they fight In a big stage like that, and when you have commentators have the mood of saying, well, this was kind of off, when you have people booing, you have somebody sitting there booing so loud.
Man, that shit was coming from his... He was building that shit up before he let it go. He was like...
Gonna go for it?
Boo.
Like, come on, man. And, you know,
what the hell are they doing?
Zero seconds.
He almost didn't get in the playoff.
Oh man, Shakur Stevenson let me down to where, like I said, this simulation right here was more entertaining. Was way more entertaining. Like it don't make no sense, man. Like no counter punches, no combinations. No moments of like,
because
like,
if you're making a guy miss like that, like you gotta
answer back. Even with a hand injury,
he didn't throw 50 punches.
And like, maybe 50. And what was the stat you said? No, it went round.
He didn't have no double-digit punches landed in any round.
That's crazy. Not 10 punches.
I don't think Odell ain't had nothing higher than 5.
Yeah, he threw a lot more. He just couldn't
catch him.
Call him Wiffle Bat.
He couldn't catch that rabbit.
Yeah, it definitely let me down. I hated it, and I can't believe that.
Couldn't catch that rabbit.
I couldn't sit there and. Why school rabbit? You know, even Shakur Stevenson's training staff
was mad at him.
He went out there without his mouthpiece for fucking 3 rounds, and Edwin didn't have his mouthpiece for a whole round.
They might have been clear.
Nah, bro, he didn't have it. Like, you can tell, when, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, even the commentator says.
He did not have it in the penalty piece. And it was just weird. That was weird.
Alright,
bro. Robson Conceição. That was his name against Emmanuel Navarrete, who, you know, awkwardly misses some punches. And I'd say he gave away some rounds, you know, looking kind of sloppy. And the next thing you know, it's a draw. That fight, you know what I'm saying? I agree. You can kind of agree with it, but when you look at the knockdowns and the effect of punching, but when you look at the missed punches and the mistakes that Navarrete had, and the, just the pure will of keep fighting by, you know, Jesus Christ, I say his name, and Robson Conceição. That is the way that you try to win a fight, when judges see that you're putting forth the effort. And that's the difference whenever you look at somebody like a Shakur Stevenson, is that he's an excellent boxer, elite. Somebody I always said that it's going to lead the lightweight division. I believe that. But whenever you have a situation of fighting a heavy puncher guy, or somebody that, you know, got 16 wins, 14 KOs, You find ways to make a miss, yes. But whenever you're doing that, you got to at least still make the fight entertaining. And when you in this moment where UFC is a thing, where fights are guys that people don't even know any who they are, but the fights end up being entertaining. But when you sit there and you have all the opportunity of promotion and what ESPN was able to afford to you with the NFL, the MLB, the NFL, and different events and things like that, you don't take advantage? It's just weird.
Jeremy displayed.
Right. So, I mean, like, it's...
Terrible showing.
Terrible showing, man. And it's just like, when you got people sitting there staying up late on a Thursday night on the East Coast.
Score, I'm... Man.
On a Thursday night.
Man, Shakur. Hurt my feelings with this one.
Yeah. Thursday night, man. You know? We up waiting till almost midnight to see you put on a show.
Egregious.
I mean, like, it is something that as a boxing fan for years, since I was a kid watching boxing matches, when you sit there and say, oh man, somebody mailed it in or whatever like that. Like, that is the most egregious thing I've ever seen, man. Like I said, Tyson Fury, Vladimir Klitschko, definitely moves off the list of the worst boxing match ever watched. Because whenever you respect something, not spectacular, nothing, you know, well, you at least want to see somebody, you know, show that, hey, I can defend somebody that thinks that they're heavy headhunter. But at the same time, you're able to show your offense and be able to show that you can dictate what goes on in the boxing ring. You dictated by, yes, you made a miss. You pop shot a jab. You do 93 jabs. You want, you know, it's... hate fighters that win that way because it always leaves it open to where, like I said, there are other competitors in the division. They're looking at that. There's other top guys that are looking at that and saying, like, that ain't it. You got middle guys in that list that are saying, like, oh, I mean, y'all going crazy over this guy? Come on, man. Like, live reaction after the fight. Definitely wanted to give my input on that. It's going to be another segment for the entire rest of the episode. Definitely some things coming up worth talking about, especially, you know, Francis Ngannou hitting the top 10 ranking in the heavyweight division by the WBC. Talking about more about Shakur Stevenson. Also talking about ahead of that with Devin Haney and Regis Prograis, of course. You still at the top of next week is the fight week, November 25th. There's a bunch of fights going on, a bunch of events going on, especially November 25th. We got, you know, Jose Benavidez, Charlo, the main event, David Benavidez, fucking Boo Boo Andre. This is his chance. Somebody that's just like they were saying about Conceição, that this is his maybe his last chance, but this is Andre's biggest opportunity going up against David Benavidez, who's been inching against, you know, closer and closer, trying to get a fight against Canelo Alvarez. Trying to get that big money fight against Canelo Alvarez. So, both guys got a lot on the table right here. A lot on the table. David got a lot to lose because you lose against Boo Boo Andre, who people sitting there saying is not having a chance. You got some people sitting there saying, well, maybe he got a chance if he can hit weight boxes or whatever like that. But at the end of the day, big time fights at the end of the year. Because, of course, we got Ryan Garcia against Oscar Duarte. A guy that we can sit there and say, well, Ryan Garcia be timid, just like we just seen with Shakur Stevenson going against somebody who can punch hard. Because we have seen that with a lot of top guys that shows a lot of good things against, you know, other guys or just training videos or whatever like that. But we get to see guys going against challenges. And this is a challenge for Ryan Garcia as well, just the same as, of course, Steve's going against Edwin De Los Santos. So when you look at the landscape at the end of the year, when you look at these boxing matches, Devin Haney's moving up to a weight class of 140 going against Regis Prograis. We're going to see if, when people say, well, he's too big for 135, now he's going to 140. We're going to see if he's the person that can say, well, I can move up to 147 if I wanted to. But at the end of the day, you know, Shakur Stevenson is going to have to go back and look at this fight. Whatever he needs to break, if it's something wrong with his hand, whatever. But he has to look at this and say, if you want to make the big bucks, if you want to sit there and say, if you want to make the $10 million in fight, you turn it down 25% contract to fight, you know, Devin Haney, they could have had that fight. And you would have been boring just like that, and Devin Haney would have just picked you apart, and then you would have been wasted to the side and forgotten. Well, at least you got this chance to sit there and have something else in your workings, but to put forth something more for the fans, because you can sit there and win a boxing match inside of a gym in a little ballroom that can sit there and watch it. When you put people in the asses in the seats of Las Vegas, the strip of an F1 event, and you putting hard-earned money and people just sit there, or rich, real rich people sit there and go back and say, well, I'm not going to go to no more damn boxing matches, but that's going to be it. If that's the main event. Unless you go get me that Francis Ngannou guy against somebody. Or you go get me Jake Paul. Come on, boxing. Sauce talk him out. It don't make no sense what we watched last night. You heard me and a group of my friends, live reaction after the fight. Shakur Stevenson, Edwin De Los Santos, Las Vegas. F1, you know, event. Boxing, trying to get put on a pedestal. And last night was a pure letdown of how not a pedestal boxing can be on if we have performances like this from guys that we're trying to call future superstars. Because in the game of boxing, being a superstar is more than just being a very skillful fighter in the ring. We all understand. I've talked about how points are measured in boxing and how somebody can be a boxer puncher and be a progressive and win fights that way. Somebody could be a counter puncher and wait and not be hit and hit. We've seen Floyd. We've seen people like boxer punchers like Pacquiao. We've seen Paul Williams. We've seen slick guys like Terrence Crawford. We've seen pressure guys like Errol Spence. Shakur Stevenson displayed the one that I hate the most. Is what I despise. Of all those styles that I like, this is the one that I hate the most. And that is that I'm going to get on my bike and I'm just going to play keep away because this person can't outbox me. This person is worried about what I'm bringing to the table as well. That is a bunch of BS whenever a fighter's on Thursday night. You know, some people got to go to work the next day. They invested their time in staying up, you know, having a time with the guys, you know what I'm saying, drinking some cold ones, trying to enjoy the fight, and they got to sit there and watch round after round of two timid-ass boxers who pretty much were just going in there to get a payday because there's no shape or form or reason that somebody can call that a good fight, that somebody can call that, hey, man, that was a war right there. Far from it. You know, Emmanuel Navarrete, he might have disappointed as far as his technique, as far as missing punches, but at least he didn't disappoint in action and entertainment. And his fight ended in a draw against Conceição. You know, we look at certain things in certain instances of how somebody can be very, very, very talented in a boxing ring. Shakur is that. Shakur is very talented. But when you talk the talk of somebody that is maturing, 26 years old, coming into their man body, they're talking about they're going to mess, you know, I'm going to fuck them up, and blah, 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 and what you're going to do, and, you know, he's stepping into, you know, all the talks of, like, well, we're going to see in a Toro Gotti, Floyd Mayweather-type performance, rest in peace to Toro Gotti, or we're going to see, you know, what Terrence Crawford did to Errol Spence. We're going to see that type of thing. You had Terrence Bud Crawford and Andre Ward come out in your fight entrance score. Those two definitely probably walked away disappointed. And I know him, Shakur himself, even said he was disappointed in his performance. It just goes to where it's just like, man, people, you know, I was more impressed by the commentator at the end of the fight postcard. He knew to speak the land languages, man. He knew how to speak the Brazil. He knew how to speak, you know, like, God. You know what I'm saying? Conceição speaking Portuguese, no problem. Got Spanish over here, no problem. De Los Santos, no problem. I got you. No interpreter. That was the entertainment of the night, other than Navarrete knocking down Conceição a couple times. But his technique and stuff, Conceição, even an outmatched, beaten opponent, was still able to outbox that. And that's why it got to be a draw. So, I mean, all in all, it's kind of sad of how the night ended with Top Rank ESPN. Because I just talked about how, you know, with the last little card that they had with, you know, Santillan Rocha, Santillan go against Rocha. The fights coming up, it just when the fighters out there just didn't belong. I just think that when you're putting together big fights, you at least tell your fighters, like, hey, man, like, we're gonna need a fight. We're gonna need a fight tonight. We got people coming in, and that place was packed. That place had a nice atmosphere. And to go out there and just play cat and mouse for 12 rounds is not how you get it done. And that is exactly how somebody like a Demetrius Andre was shelved, because Nobody wants to fight a southpaw that's going to just play keep away. That's like playing one of those college basketball teams that it's like playing one of those college basketball teams that will get an 8-point lead, like Virginia. You know, like Virginia. Virginia, they would get a little lead, and the next thing you know, they're running four corners for end of the first half. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to get you to break down mentally so they can, you know, try to sneak a backdoor pass in, get a bucket. If you're going to sit there and lag off on the three, just shoot the three, even though they're not very, very great at it. But at the end of the day,
Lord have mercy, Jesus.